Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
I would say we are at crunch time here, right? Canucks face game 6 tomorrow in Nashville. It's certainly on the minds of Canucks fans out there. Barry DeLay is with us now, sports anchor and reporter at Global. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Simi.
Would you call this crunch time?
Oh, yeah. I mean, playoffs is always crunch time, but it's, it's like as we've said before, it's the ups and downs of the playoffs. I mean, everyone's, I think a lot of people were hoping that the Canucks would seal the deal, but I tell you what, in playoffs, there are no givens. There's something about road teams, too. Here's a good stat. Going into last night, in the Western Conference, the road team had a 13-5 record. The road team, 13-5. Both home teams won last night, so it's 13-7. But this home ice advantage thing, it's not just this year. It's been like that forever. I don't know what it is. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's hard. It seems harder to win at home. It seems the road teams, maybe a little more relaxed, a little less pressure to, kind of put on a show for the home team, and they just kind of get down to business. So that's positive. And the Canucks have never lost a playoff game in Nashville ever. They're 5-0. They were 3-0 in 2011.
I love how we go for the stats, right? We're going to hold on to those no matter what we do.
especially when there's 2 days between games, you got to do something to fill the time.
Right. I'm thinking too of what Rick Tocchet said last week about when they originally went to Nashville for those first two games, and that he tells them to embrace it, right? That it's great to play the villain. And maybe that's easier for them to do too. Maybe they can embrace that better.
Yeah, it certainly. I mean, it's been a physical series. So, I mean, Nashville's got it's a wild atmosphere there as well. But, I mean, in the first game, the Canucks won 2-0 or 2-1, I guess, when Nashville scored late. I mean, the Canucks took the crowd right out of the game because Nashville didn't score till really late. And, yeah, that's what you can do. I mean, on the road, you can take that crowd out and a big hit. I mean, Zadorov's been a villain. He's been crushing guys left and right, knocking them on their butts. So it's that's the way to go. I mean, it seems like there should be less pressure. Maybe that's a place where Pettersson, maybe we've been waiting for him to do something.
I
feel
know.
For the guy, but it's, that's life when you're one of the big stars. If you don't produce, you got to kind of put up with it. But he's, I know he's trying and he's doing his best, but it's at the end of the day, it's results or it's hard. It's very difficult to win a series when one of your top players doesn't score.
Like, I know. So, Barry, I'm like with you, right? Like, you can't help. You don't want to do it because you feel bad because it looks, you can tell he's trying.
Yeah.
But when you sign a huge contract like that right before the playoffs, yeah, it's good. People are going to talk about it.
It's like you, Simi, when you signed the big deal at CKNW, people expect results, right?
Is that in an alternate universe where that happened?
I was trying to think, who makes better than money in radio? It's Simi, okay. When the money's there, that's part of the deal. Like, if you're going to take the big bucks, you got to put up with everything. He has here. But the thing I've said before with Pettersson, if something can go right for him, I know it can turn on a dime. His confidence seems to waver, good or bad. It can go either way really quickly. So, but they need something good to happen. He needs one to bounce off his knee into the net or something, and I think it'll turn for him. But they need him. They know that. But hey, the positive is, if you look at it this way, they're up 3-2, and he really has not contributed a whole lot. The one or two assists on the power play, he's been all right. But if they can get just a little something from him, wow, would that change things.
Yes, and then Edmonton is waiting. Barry, thank you so much for that.
You got it. Thanks, Simi.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. That's Barry DeLay, sports anchor, reporter at Global. Yes, of course, now we know the Edmonton Oilers are waiting because they took out the LA Kings last night, but the Canucks play Nashville tomorrow. Today, the big game is the Toronto Maple Leafs and the Boston Bruins. Another tense one, I know, for a lot of Canadian hockey fans out there. So, yeah, so much to talk about when it comes to sports. And, of course, we'll continue to follow all of that.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.